Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And time now for brought us to take a look at the tape for us. It's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words!
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you very much to Greystone as well for being a part of this as well, too. Dawson, to give you your numbers about the Vikings defense coverage types.
Yeah.
I know you were talking about cover zero.
Yeah.
They played cover two on 43.9% of the dropbacks. Dak was 10 of 16 for 165 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. That was right about 10.3 yards a completion with 62.5 on the completion percentage. He was sacked two times, though, in that cover two look. Cover zero, which is the blitz look with no safeties in the middle of the field, 19.5% is what they played. Dak was 5 of 8 for 35 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He averaged about 4.4 yards per pass versus that. And then the cover 3 was at 17%. He was 4 of 7 for 46 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Yards per attempt was 6.6. So they kind of threw a lot of different coverages. They also played a cover 6. They played cover 4. They played cover 1 as well in this football game. So I was going to ask you guys something too, and this is just an observation. Wolcha, great job of your kind of going after them a little bit for – the things that you saw.
Bringing it back to the Joneses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
I'd like to say something about the defense and Matt Eberflus. And this is just shows up on tape. And when you sit down and have the opportunity to watch it, and you talk about the lack of pass rush, and you're thinking, oh, blitz, do this, do that. Even when he rushes four, there are times where he doesn't rush his rushers.
Oh, yeah, he's dropping rushers into coverage.
I don't know how you can create pressure. I don't know how you can create pressure when you watch Ezeraku drop, you watch Clowney drop, you watch Fowler drop, you watch Williams drop. I don't know. I don't know how, you know, and you wonder – like, why are they not getting any pressure? What's the problem? Well, he's got his edge rushers dropping, like his best edge rushers. And by the way, these guys can't finish when they get in the pocket anyway. That's been a big, big problem. You'll see that on tape, too, when you sit down and watch it. But it's really, really hard to generate pressure when you don't rush your rushers.
Yeah.
Somebody else is rushing. Mm-hmm.
They've leaned too hard into bend but don't break.
Yeah.
When the defense was at its low moment, Shoddy talked about we're trying to cut out the big plays first.
Right.
And I don't think they ever pivoted from that. It hasn't been much of a talking point. But I think they've decided that we can make them try to move the ball down the field 10 yards at a time and ultimately frustrated. But that's not working out.
No. Yeah.
That you're not good enough in coverage.
Yeah, that you could force. You could force, like, yeah, we'll make him drive the ball. They'll make a mistake.
Eventually, he'll turn it over.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work without pressure.
And that guy was turning it over at an alarming rate for Minnesota.
Yeah, and the one time he turned it over, you blitzed him.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you're going to – and by the way, the fourth and three play, you tell me you're going to rush three on that play.
Oh, I know.
And they looked a little confused.
So he goes clog. He tries to, like, basically clog and cover, but – the Vikings run everything at the sticks. So they're kind of – there's no pressure on this quarterback. All the three rushers are actually pinned to the left side of the offense. So all he has to do – he's got everything – everything is materializing in front of him to the right. There's nothing to the left. Nothing to the left for him to go over and throw to and say, oh, all their routes are to the right. Mm-hmm. And so now it's – he just slides over a little bit, and then he kind of waits the situation. And Naylor, he's on our rookie – there on Revelle. And you're like, Revelle's kind of got him matched up at the sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got guys plastered across.
But McCarthy's got all day, so he can just pivot out. And,
and Naylor just turns up.
Yeah, and then Naylor just turns.
Yeah.
Naylor just, like, so you got the guy plastered, and then all of a sudden Naylor feels like, uh-oh, this is not going to work out good for all of us over here. And he just pivots out.
Because he gave him that much time.
And Revelle is just off and running. I mean, he's past him, and Revelle's having to catch up on it. But initially, he was in a really, really good position to make a play, because they're all planted at the sticks. What they were probably hoping for, that McCarthy was just going to try and fit it in there. He was going to make a panic throw.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason to panic if you're just sitting there waiting for somebody to break open.
Right.
And that's the unfortunate thing right there. But, fourth and three, and the rookie gives up a big play. Initially, the rookie was in great shape. But your coordinator didn't help. He rushes three, and plus he rushes everybody to one side. There's nothing coming. There's nothing in McCarthy's face to make him have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
Just cleanest pocket you could ever imagine.
Cleanest pocket you can ever imagine. You're absolutely right about that. And by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vikings were in a situation last night, too, where they didn't play Darrisaw at left tackle, and they played School over there.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't give up a pressure. You know, and there's a guy that when you watch Minnesota tape, when he had to play early in the season, like he played the first two games for Darrisaw, and then comes in and plays every one occasionally because Darrisaw's knee is not good. And I told you they max protect or helped him over there with some of that. But when he had some one-on-one stuff, nobody was winning over there. Nobody was winning.
No.
And that's another issue itself. All right, let's talk about some of the things I saw on the offensive side of the ball. I really do believe that when Hunter Lipke and Williams both were out of the game or both nicked up and weren't able to play, Williams came back. I mean, they probably did something to him at half, built his pads up, gave him a shot, whatever they had to do.
Came out running the ball kind of nice.
Yeah, but having Malik Davis in there as a blitz pickup guy.
There was one where off the right edge where he just gets totally taken back.
Yeah. Man, credit Hunter. Like, why haven't they been using Hunter Lipke?
They just want to pay him and just let him chill.
It's so bizarre. Like, he showed you he's got ability to not only catch the football, run the football. Like, and he had to do that in North Dakota State, and he was kind of a one-man band.
He was heating up last night right as the time he got hurt. Yeah. It was unfortunate.
Looked like it could have been the Lipke breakout.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing, I just felt like, though, that when he was going to be a big part of what they were going to do. You know, him and Williams were going to be the blitz pickup guys. But all of a sudden, when they're out, then having Davis in there, that's just that wasn't good business for the Cowboys. I'll say this, though, this is how dialed in Minnesota was defensively. You remember they tried a screen pass to Hunter Lipke?
Mm-hmm.
And so when Hunter Lipke, you see, like, Van Ginkle is going to have a free rush. He's going to have a free run on Dak. But they're screening this thing out the left side. So they're kind of thinking, like, teams run these screens against Minnesota thinking, like, oh, they're blitzing. We can get it out. We can make big plays. That's kind of something you think about. Well, Dallas is in a situation where they're going to screen it to Hunter Lipke. Minnesota's playing man coverage. It's Harrison Smith. And Harrison Smith has been blitzing the whole game. Like, he's been walking up and blitzing and blitzing. So you're thinking, we're going to get Harrison Smith here. We're going to throw a screen to his side. And we're just going to flip it over there and let Hunter Lipke run. As soon as Van Ginkle, he's coming on the pressure, Dak slides, they throw it to Hunter Lipke. Guess who's standing there waiting for him? Harrison fakes like he's going to blitz and then plays in coverage, plays man coverage.
Mm.
That just shows you, like, you would kill if your defense would play with that kind of awareness,
mm-hmm.
or play with that kind of being that locked in. Hey, I'm going to show you I'm going to blitz. I'm going to act like I'm going to blitz. And you're probably going to throw the screen over here to this guy, and I'm going to play man coverage.
Be the aggressor.
On him. It was amazing how many times Minnesota was able to do things where the pressure and stuff like that was, You talk about, I mentioned Davis, one of the pressures, he gets overpowered. He got overpowered by the linebacker, Eric Wilson. I mean, just got really just run over. And so, but Dak gets the ball off to CeeDee Lamb in the end zone, but that's when CeeDee kind of falls down over there.
Mm-hmm.
But that shows you again, here, maybe they're trying to get the ball to Lamb, but they can't get the protection because the back that's normally in there to do it. We've seen plenty of times where Williams has been the guy that has, like, cleaned up. And I think that's why they had so many of the pressures and stuff last night, is because Williams, when this offensive line is not good enough, Williams cleans up a lot of the mess. He's able to identify where he needs to go and come across the pocket or step up and make a play. But last night was just – That was tough. That was a tough situation. There's the sack situation that Dak had. He's got to step up again. Van Ginkle is coming on this blitz, and because Steele lets him inside, So now he's beat on the play. And so now on the other side, you get Thomas loses his guy. So now Dak's kind of in a situation right now where he's trying to step up, but there's nowhere. It's collapsing on him because you're two tackles. And this is where Williams and those guys have kind of been able to clean up. When these tackles miss a blitz or miss a rusher or let somebody through, then Dak is able to. But Dak, there were times last night, and you mentioned this, Wolchuk, where Dak drifted into pressure. His pocket awareness on a couple of these passes wasn't where it needed to be. And Dak has been pretty good with that. He's been able to kind of navigate where he needs to be. Okay, I need to stand here. Oh, I need to step up. Oh, I need to make a throw. There were a couple of times there where he just kind of was eyes downfield. He's waiting, but he's drifting. And he drifts into his tackles trying to block, and then those guys having problems.
Yeah, when it's been good, he has not done that. When it was been bad at Arizona, Denver, and then last night, you know, he's kind of contributing to the pressure problems.
Yeah. Well, their plan was to try and let the furthest guy from the ball go, and I think it caused them some problems because the Vikings did a pretty damn good job of covering up your guys in the secondary. There were a couple of times where Pickens was open, but just the opportunity, there was just too much pressure for Dak to get him the ball.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every day, 3:40, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Wolchuk, I need a fix, brother.
I got you, bro. Let's do this thing. We got injury history repeating itself, setups and throw-ups. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.